Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Welcome to the podcast. And if you missed today's show, well, here's what happened.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My name is Jessica. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I was just calling to respond to your question about technology and our kids and...
Yeah, so this research says that parents that are constantly on their phones, it affects their relationship with their kids. In fact, they're more likely to yell at them.
Well, when my son was still breastfeeding, I was addicted to my phone. I could not set it down. Anytime I was feeding him, I was looking at it, I was scrolling through. Anyways, as he's gotten older, and he'd always fuss and or upset at me and take it and throw it. And I'm like, okay, I gotta make change here, so...
Oh, he would throw the phone?
Oh, wow.
Man.
Yeah, I just set a timer on the apps I was using a lot, and that helped a lot to transition to not using it as often.
Yeah.
And if I am looking at something and he's there, I'll be like, hey, I'm looking at a picture of like this, and I'll show him like maybe it's his cousin, or I'm more likely to set it down and just leave it and not look at it until later because I only have like 30 minutes on every app. So that's been super helpful. But I found that I was disconnected for some time, but now I feel a lot more connected that we've made those changes. So
that's great. Because can we all agree it is an addiction? It can be very addictive, you know?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Misty, you're smiling at me.
Misty's eyes on me when you said that.
This is news to me.
You know, it was really funny. It was like, I just glanced up at you. And you made eye contact with me, and it was, oh.
I knew.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. We're talking about how your phone can be a distraction. The scary thing is we found this research that said that parents that are kind of connected to that phone are more likely to lash out at their kids.
Mm.
That's not good. We don't want that.
No.
So we're just curious, how has God helped you break that? I guess it's almost an addiction. 888-888-9976. Cindy is with us. How about yourself?
My husband and I, one time he and I were golfing, and he's like, well, let me grab my phone. And it's like, well, I don't think we really need phones when we're golfing. And so we just started to make it a practice of like, why do we need a phone on the golf course or at a kid's game? And I am the queen of saying, well, my phone has my camera. But as I open up my phone to see my camera, I see I have two messages. And so we just simply stopped taking them. If I wanted a camera, I took a camera instead of my phone. So,
yeah, in our family, when our daughter was born, we didn't have a phone back then. And our son was born in 2009. That's when I got my first iPhone. And that's probably when everything went downhill from there. But it's good to reclaim that. And I think that's a good wake-up call. You're right. I'm out golfing, which you should be enjoying golfing or the outdoors, not hanging out on your phone.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. We just found that we could be a lot more in the moment when we... didn't have that temptation. Even if you have it on vibrate, we can still hear the vibrate. So we can hear or sense or we're expecting a call or a message or an email. And then we feel like we have to right away, which takes us away from that moment. And my husband and I had this discussion where the devil does like to use distraction.
Oh, yeah. What you just said is his biggest tool today. Because there's, just be real, everybody. There's so many different ways to get distracted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's the phone, but then there's the TV. We have almost anything you could ever watch in your entire, it's the whole library is all these different streaming services. Yeah. And there's no reason not to be entertained. Really? And if you rewind the clock, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you had to read a book. Yeah. There's more white space, more downtime.
Yeah. And the news came in a newspaper. And think about how awkward that would have been to excuse me, I'm going to, fan out my newspaper and start reading an article right in the middle of a conversation with you.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
A new trend is a quarter of men have, on the first date, asked if she would pay for gas money. And we're like, wow, how offensive. Really?
This is where you put your best foot forward, right?
Right.
You know? Exactly. You show what a great guy you are. Sophie is with us. You were calling about that?
When you were talking about cheap dates, I have a little story. My husband and I met on Central in Phoenix, cruising. And the next day, he asked me on a date.
Oh.
And I said, okay. He said, well, I can't take you out because I just bought a TV and a VCR. But can you come over for a party? And of course, stupid me said yes. But 35 years later, we're still together. He's my best friend. And we joke about it. So, you know, God is good.
Your husband spent a bunch of money, and so he couldn't afford to take you on a date.
He couldn't take me on a date. I should have saw the warning signs because stuff was more important. And we joke about it in our, you know. But
sure.
It's been a battle, but
yeah.
I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change anything. I have two beautiful kids, 35 years, I'm still... Here
well,
I
that,
am.
That cheap guy turned out pretty good there for you.
There you go.
Right?
Maybe you felt unseen or unworthy. I think all of us have felt like that from time to time. Mm-hmm. Our special guest is Hosanna Wong, best-selling author, and her most recent book, You Are More Than You've Been Told, Unlock a Fresh Way to Live Life Through the Rhythms of Jesus. What are a couple of names we could rename ourselves that God says about us?
I would first say, you're not crazy. You've been told lies your whole life, because what you think about yourself determines how you live. So for example, here's some of the wrong names you might be listening to, and then here's some of the right ones, the ones God calls you. You might believe that you're unworthy. And if you believe you're unworthy, you'll start living like you are. You might start trying to do things to prove yourself, to prove your value, work harder, hustle more, to try to prove that you're valuable. If you believe that you're a burden to be loved, you'll start living like you are. You might try to isolate yourself or not let people into what you're really going through because you believe that if you got real about what you're really going through, you'd be annoying to people. So now you don't want to tell people what your prayer requests are. You don't want to tell people your big dreams because you believe you're a burden to be loved. If you believe you're a failure, you'll start living like you are. You'll believe that anything you try to start or try or want, anything you put your hands to will crumble. And so now you don't even want to try anything or risk anything or have big dreams. Sometimes you don't even want to obey God because you believe you're a failure. And all of these are lies that the enemy of our soul hopes that we believe because he hopes that we answer to lesser names and live lesser lives. And the truth is that you are more than you've been told, and God has some other names for you. And if what you think about yourself determines how you live, then it is so important. It is pivotal that you know who you really are so you live the life you've been created to live. John 15:15, he calls you his friend. 1 Thessalonians 1:4, he calls you chosen. Ephesians 2:10, he calls you his masterpiece. He calls you his art. He calls you handmade. He calls you purpose and fashion for good things. He calls your body a temple. He calls it the residence of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, he calls you his messenger to the world. He calls you his child. Romans 5:8, he calls you greatly loved. He calls you free, free indeed. 2 Corinthians 5:17, he calls you brand new. And it's amazing how different these names are from the names some of us are used to listening to. So if you want to know how to live the full life you've been created to, we got to know what our Creator says about us.
Family Life Radio.
Kenkel, Fritz, and friends would love to give you a $50 Amazon gift card.
Yeah, this is the Family Life Radio tailgate party. Just by picking your favorites on the menu at myflr.org, you could be one of 50 people to win that $50 Amazon gift card.
So vote for your favorites, because maybe you want more Andrew Rip Dip. Be thanks for helping pick the music on Family Life Radio.
Move, move. They're almost out of Matt Mozzarella sticks.
That's cute. All right. For example, do you like this song better?
One day you're coming back. One day I'm coming home. Thank you, Jesus. Heaven changes everything.
Or how about this song?
You're the one, you're the one who makes my stars will not shine unless you tear them to, conquered the grave to make all things anew. So who am I to not worship you?
It's your final week to win that $50 gift card. Complete the survey by midnight this Sunday at myflr.org. Yes, time for the good news of the day. Family Life Radio, this is Kankel Fritz and friends. What's God doing in your life? We'd love to hear your story, 888-888-9976. We've got Jake with us, who's driving a semi this morning. Tell us your story.
Well, this month I will be celebrating 8 years sober.
Hey!
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations.
That is awesome.
Well, it's God's work. It ain't me. I could never do it on my own. God has kept me sober.
How did God get you sober initially? How did that go down?
I turned my life over to him. I couldn't live it the way I was living. I just couldn't live another minute. I asked him to take it from me, and he did.
So this was all a combination of giving your heart to the Lord at the same time?
Yes.
Fantastic.
I love that. You know, no matter how God does it, I've heard of stories just like yours. I've heard of stories of people trying for a while to kick addiction, even though they are followers of Christ. But he can help, and each situation's different. But I do love those stories where it's obvious that when you take the old is gone, the new has come. For a lot of people, that just rewires everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is possible.
How did you even come to know God personally?
Well, years and years ago, a good friend of mine turned me on to the Bible, turned me on to Christ. And then, you know, a couple years later, another friend of mine turned me on to the Bible. And, you know, he just, you know, listening to him, I learned that, you know, God had his hand out to me the whole time. I just needed to take it.
Love that.
I love it.
That's cool. You know,
so often we will have an opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with somebody, but we aren't the ones blessed to see the results.
Mm-hmm.
So your story is such a beautiful reminder to never give up sowing those seeds of faith. Because they made me come Jake.
Jake, that's right. I love that.
Now this is an easy way for me to spread the word.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, we'd love to know your story. What is God doing in your life? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. It's Kankel Fritz and friends. You know, especially if God is going to use a struggle you've been through to help others, and that's what we're talking about this morning. If you've been a part of that, love to hear your story. 888-888-9976. Williams is with us. Tell us your situation.
I went through depression. One of those stories that God brought out of darkness into the light. And recently I just met a brother down at the Social Security office who was a new Christian. And it's like God put this gentleman in front of me. Now I'm helping him get through what he's going through and setting my life aside, but, you know, ministering to him while God ministered to me and says to spread the word. And it says to help others. That's, you know, what God has given me to do to help others, help those, you know, who need help. A lot of people say, you know, you don't know what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. We don't know what each other's going through. Only God does.
Right.
But God finds you and he sends you people to help.
So what has this done for you, helping this gentleman?
It has lifted my spirit because, you know, I always knew that I had to help other people and help this gentleman. He was going through depression, you know, with his wife and his family. And I was going through it, too.
Mm.
I have a wife who's unforgiving, but I pray for her every day. And I ask God to help her mentally, physically, and spiritually. And we were sitting there talking at the Social Security office. He was going through the same thing.
Mm.
So we prayed right there at the window. You know, as you know, you can't touch each other, or, you know, but, you know, God's word touches you, you know. So that's what helped me and helped him too.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Every time I turn on the radio, wow, talk about hitting, hitting home.
Oh, I'm glad you're blessed by what you hear.
Absolutely.
You guys are always encouraging to me, and I just want to thank you. God bless you guys.
It's Kankel Fritz and friends. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Talking about, there are people that like to look at things that they can't afford just because it's fun. My wife likes to do that. She likes to look at expensive homes online. Like, she'll go through Realtor.com. And look at homes in the area that are super high-end. For me, it makes me feel, like, sad because I can't afford that house.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't.
No, I enjoy it. I'm with Becky.
Sally likes it. Missy and I are on the same team. We both don't like it.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, I can't afford this. What am I doing with Or like, have you ever been, they used to have these things called, it was like a street of dreams where you, they would build these fancy homes and you could go through and tour a house that's really high end. And I would go through the house and walk out the other side and go, wow, I'll go back to my little 2,000 square foot, whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, you know. All right, LaWanda is with us from Michigan. What do you think?
I like your question where everyone loves to go look at beautiful homes, things like that. The thing with that is there's a want and there's a need. So as long as you know that, then there's nothing wrong with going looking at other people's blessings.
No.
That's a nice way to frame it.
Sure.
Yeah. Wants I listen to your radio all the time, every day.
Aw, thank you.
I love it. Oh. I just love it.
Oh, well, thank you so
much. Thank you.
It just it lifts you up. It calms you down if you're having a bad day. It just, I'm just so very, very thankful for it. It's kind of like your radio station is just like, I don't know how people can live that don't know God. Well, guess what? I don't know if I could make it without your radio station either.
Wow. That's a pretty
Thank you.
No kidding. That's a big statement.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just love you guys.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
What's bringing you joy? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Dana is with us. Tell us your story.
So I work in college sports, and this football team that we're associated with had been on a 20-game losing streak. So I go down to the game, and I'm on the sidelines, and I get a text from my son-in-law. We're at the hospital. We'll keep you posted about any delivery news. So I'm monitoring the game, look at the phone, looking at the game, looking at the phone. And then late in the fourth quarter, we had lost 20 games in a row. All of a sudden, I feel the vibration in my pocket, and I look up at my phone, and there's the birth announcement of my first grandson just at the moment we scored the winning touchdown.
That is so cool.
How fun.
The little kid's got a great sense of timing.
No kidding how God orchestrated that. What if every coach could have a winning touchdown? And someone born at the same time. It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you. Thomas is with us this morning. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I called in to talk about getting things that I really can't afford right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife, she likes to do that. She likes to just go window shopping, and she likes looking at, you know, boats, fancy boats and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Houses, and I can't get into that, man. I find myself coveting what other people have, and knowing I can't have it, then I get mad at myself because I don't have it, and it's like a downward spiral for me. And I try to discourage her from doing that, but at the same time, it's like a never ending battle with the wife. You know, man, you might as well to give that up. So yeah, because then she starts talking to me about it, and we talk for hours upon hours about it, and we're just, then we look at our bank account, we got like $6. And that's about it.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things where I guess if she's okay with that and it doesn't affect her, I don't know if she can have fun and it doesn't affect you, or if there's a way for it not to. But yeah, if it affects you both, then you gotta have to figure out how to deal with that. But
pretty much, yeah. You know, whatever floats her boat. What works for her doesn't work for me, and we're just gonna agree to disagree on that one.
Yeah.
And we're both gonna be living happily. You know, happy wife, happy life.
There you go.
Whatever floats her boat. No, whatever floats her luxury yacht.
Exactly. Yeah. What is floating her yacht is sinking yours.
I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, you can head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.